Okay, Chazara of Yevamos, Perek Aleph, Part 1. So, the Mishnah says that there are 15 women who pater their tzaras and tzaras tzarasein from Chalitza and Yibam. And they are, in English, daughter, a granddaughter from your son, granddaughter from your daughter, the daughter of your wife, or your wife's granddaughter from the son, or wife's granddaughter from the daughter, a mother-in-law, a mother-in-law's mother, a father-in-law's mother, sister, aunt, wife's sister, brother born after the death of the brother, and the brother's wife, if it's a brother from the mother, and a daughter-in-law. Those are the 15 women that pater their tzaros. If they got divorced or did mian before the brother died, or if they're found to be an islandist, then they don't pater the tzara. That's the Mishnah. Okay, so now the Gemara says, the daughter, which means a daughter from an anusa, she is put first in the Mishnah. She's first in the list because it's learned from a drasha, so it's chaviv to the Tana. And the drasha of Bito is that there's gzeira shava heina heina, from the words heina hema, to say that Bito man usasa is asura, and the punishment comes from gzeira shava of zima zima. Okay, so now we ask in the lashon of the Mishnah, it says that they pochos terasein. So why doesn't it say osos terasein? The Gemara says because if it said osos, it would sound like they aser themselves, they aser their tzara even shaloba makomitzo, which is not true. So it therefore it says pochos. And why does it not just say yibum? Because to teach you that if there is no yibum, there's no chalitza, because kol she'en ol yibum, ein ol la chalitza. And the reason it says chalitza first is, chalitza ve'yibum, the reason it says chalitza first is because it's going, our mission is going like Abishol, that says chalitza is better than doing yibum. Okay. Now we have, the Mishnah says that there are 15 arayas. It says that number 15 at the beginning, and the number 15 at the end. And that is coming to be memayit to arayas. Which two? So possibly it's coming to exclude Tzara Sota, which Rav holds is something that does part to the Tzara. And the other one is Tzara Silenus, which Ravasi holds of. In other words, you could say, assuming you're not Rav and Ravasi, that our mission is coming to exclude Tzara Sota and Tzara Silenus. Now, if you are Rav and Ravasi, you have to say our mission is coming to exclude with the two numbers is Tzaras Mamenis and Tzaras Machzer Grushoso, which Tzaras Mamenis Shmuel holds of, and Tzaras Machzer Grushoso is Miosim and Keeper holds that those part of the Tzaras, so it would be excluding them. And as the Ramban writes, and many of the Rishonim write, that they are mutually exclusive. And in other words, Rav and Ravasi Taka did not hold of Shmuel and Rabbi Yosef and Keeper, and vice versa. Okay. The Gemara says, if you hold of one and don't hold of the other, so you'll mix and match, but the meaning at the beginning and at the end is to be memayit those two possible arayas that they are don't pater the tzaros, so it's one of those or the two of those rather. Okay, now we know it ever can't do yibum because there's gzeir shav of aleha aleha, which is it says yavamo yavo aleha, but it also says by achos isha losika isha lachosa losika chulitzroy legalas nevasa aleha. We have a gzeir shava aleha aleha to tell you that a erva vachos isha does not do yibum, and we also know her tzara does not because it says litzror, and we learn all our ayahs from achos isha. Okay, so now it's mashma without that drasha. We would have said that achos isha, even though it's an erva, you do yibum, which means esei docha lo sasei sheish bakaris. So the Gemara says, who says that's true? Why do we need a pasuk for that? Why would you think esei docha lo sasei sheish bakaris? Moreover, who have you never said esei docha regulos asei? And that's how we get into that whole discussion. So here we go. How do you know essays docha los essay? So the Gemara says because it of the smichus of losil b'shatnez to gedilim tasalach. Gedilim tasalach means where it sits. Losil b'shatnez means don't wear kilayim. To teach you that if you have a beged of kilayim, you still you can wear it. With, you know, you can make tzitzis. There will be kilayim with it because of essay docha los essay. So and even Rabbi Huda, who isn't Darish Smuchin normally, in Mishnah Torah, anywhere in Sefer Dvarim, he is Darish Smichus. An example of that the Gemara says, Lo Yigala Kanaf Aviv. So there, Rabbi Yehuda is Darish Smuchin, because it's next to a pasuk about Anusa. So he says that it refers to Anusas Aviv, that there's a lav to marry Anusas Aviv, because they are samach to each other, the Indian of Anusa and this pasuk of Lo Yigala Kanaf Aviv. The Chachamim disagree. They say, because even though Chachamim also hold of Smuchim, they hold it's not quite Smuchim, because there are words in between. And therefore, they hold it's talking about your father's Shomeres Yavim, that you're not allowed to marry your father's Shomeres Yavim. Of course, you're not allowed to marry your father's Shomeres Yavim anyway, because that's your aunt. It's Eishes Achi Aviv, but there's another lav, an extra lav of Shomeres Yavim. Okay, now the reason why Rabbi Yehuda is Darish Smuchin is one of two reasons. Either because it's Muchrach or because it's Mufne. Muchrach means that the placement of the two psukim next to each other tells you there's something Muchrach about it that tells you these are next to each other for a reason. Mufne means that there is an extra word that indicates to you to make the drush of Smuchin. So by the case of Knaf Aviv, it's Muchrach in the sense that what's Tzitzis doing next to Shatnez? Tzitzis should be by the parsha of Tzitzis. So that makes a Muchrach that's there to Darshan Smuchin. And it's Mufne because I skipped Knaf Aviv. Muchrach and Mufne by Knaf Aviv is because the words Knaf Aviv are extra, that's why it's Mufne. And it's Muchrach because I've just wanted to add a lav by Knaf Aviv. If that was just to add a lav, it should have been by Parsha Arayis. The fact that it's next to Anusa is to tell you to be Darshan Smuchin. By Tzitzis is the complicated one. Tzitzis, Muchrach it is. In other words, what's the Parsha, like we said, what's the Parsha of Tzitzis doing next to Shatnez? It should have been by Tzitzis. That's why that's Muchrach. But how is it Mufne? That's the complicated part. Okay, so what's the extra word? Why is it Mufne? What's the extra words by Tzitzis that tell you to be Darshan something from to be Darshan Smuchin? So the Gemara tries to figure it out. Pasuk says, L'Silba Shatnez Temra Fishtim Yachtav. It also says, Beged Kelayim Lo Yale Alecha. Those are the words we have to work with. Which one of those words is extra? So Gemara says, don't tell me one of those psukim are extra, because we need L'Silba Shatnez to tell you that it has to be Derech Levisha, means you get Hana out of it. And we need the Pasuk of Beged Kelayim Lo Yale Alecha to tell you that you don't have to be actually wearing it, it just has to be over you. Even Halah is Usher. Okay, so the psukim are not extra. So what is extra? So according to the Gemara says, according to Tanna Debei Rabbi Shmuel, we have extra words. Because Tanna Debei Rabbi Shmuel says, anytime you say the word beged, you mean Temro Pishtim. So why does the Pasuk tell you, L'sil b'shatnes, Temro Pishtim Yachtav, when we have a beged kalayim lo yale alecha? Because beged tells me I'm talking about Temro Pishtim. So the words Temro Pishtim come out are extra. And that's so there we have the extra words to teach you that it is to make a drasha. Now the Gemara points out, you can't learn just from the pasuk of make tzitzis al kanfei big dehem, which would be telling you that tzitzis, even though they're kalayim, because big dehem could be tzimmer and pishtim, you can't learn from that because maybe that's just to tell you, the pasuk by tzitzis maybe just to tell you you might have thought that you have must use tzimmer with tzimmer and pishtim with pishtim, so therefore that's not extra. In other words, you might have thought you have to have the same min together, forget Kelayim, just for the mitzvah of tzitzis. So that's why that pasuk by tzitzis is not extra. But our pasuk is extra to tell you that our pasuk of L'sil B'Shatnez, Tamer Pishtim Yachta, the word Tamer Pishtim are extra. So that tells you to make the drush of Smuchim, that essay is Dochalosasai. Okay, the Gemara is satisfied according to Tanur Rabbi Yishmael. But not everybody holds Tanur Rabbi Yishmael. What about the Chachamim hold? Beged does not necessarily mean Tamer Pishtim. So how are they going to learn Esi Dochalosasai? So Gemara tries to learn from the word Rosho by Mitzora, that it says the Mitzora has to cut Rosho, and that is Docha, his whole hair, which is Docha the Lav of Lo Sakifu. You're not allowed to cut your payas. The Mitzora is. So you should learn from there, Esi Dochalosasai. Gemara says, no, that's not a good limud, because that is an Asay Shein of Shava Bakol. I'm sorry, a Lo Sasay Shein of Shava Bakol, because not everybody has the Lav of Lo Sakifu. Only women. Only men, not women. Women do not have that Lav. So maybe Essay is not Docha Lav Shavabakol. So we say, okay, so let's learn from Zekeno by Mitzora. That it's Docha even by a Kohen Mitzora. That we're talking about a Kohen there. So by a Kohen Mitzora, he's allowed to cut his hair. And don't tell me, and even though you're not allowed to cut your beard. So you should learn from there Essay Docha Lav Shavabakol. And don't tell me the Eino Shavabakol thing again, because we already learned that. That's okay. So we say you still can't learn from it, because I would have thought Kohanim are different. Kohanim have extra mitzvahs, so they might be different. Maybe their mitzvah is docha, but maybe regular people, it would not be docha alav. So then we say, let's learn from Nazir Mitzora. Sorry, I said that Kohanim thing, not quite perfect. The chiddush by Kohanim is not that they're their mitzvahs are strong is that their averus are stronger. You might think that the Kohanim, since they have more mitzvahs, their lavim are more chamor. So that even though it's a, we already learned lav sheino shava bakol, but this would be, you might think a Kohen is worse because his lavim are very strong, but maybe a regular guy, his essay would not be docha alav hashava bakol. Okay, so we can't learn from Kohanim because that's a special, we might think Kohanim are worse, even though they have a lav sheino shava bakol. Maybe their lavim are worse. We're still stuck without a leman for essay dochalos say by lav hashava bakol, so we try Nazir. Okay, so Nazir, the Gemara says you can't learn from Nazir Mitzora, that even Nazir can't cut his hair, but a Mitzora can. You can't learn from there because we say Nazir is different because that's Efshar B'Sheila. And you have to say that because really Nazir is a lav and an assay. And then I say dochalos say by assay according to everybody. So therefore, Nazir, we have to say, is different. Nazir is because it's Efshar B'Sheila, so you can't learn essay dochalos say from Nazir. So we're back to Shatnez. Okay, it's so which word, how are we going to learn from the smichas of, how are we going to learn from the smichas of Shatnez and Gedilim Tasalach? So what's extra? Okay, we say the word Gedilim is not extra because we need that to teach us how to make the tzitzis, that it's one Gedil out of eight strings. And we need Yachtav to teach you that for it to be Kilayim, you have to sew it twice. And we need the word Shatnez to tell you it has to be Shua Tav Ivinoz. So nothing's extra. So how are we going to learn this Leibit? So we say, the Gemara says an unusual thing, that the fact that it doesn't say Shua Tav Yivinoz in the Pasuk, the fact that it says Shatnez, that's unusual, that teaches us that we can learn the Smichos. Again, Tosis, if you look in Tosis HaRashi, yes, because it wrote it shorter, that's a reason to make a Leibit. But okay, that's the Pashup Shat and how to read it either way, that we learn it from Shatnez, because instead of writing Shua Tav Yivinoz, we wrote Shatnez, that teaches us to make this Leibit of Essay Dochalos Essay. Okay, so either it's from Tanya de Rabbi Shmuel, or from what we just said, but it comes from that pasuk of Gedilim Tasalach and Kilayim, that you could do Kilayim Betzitzis, Essay is Dochalos Essay. Fine. Now the Gemara gets to stage two. How do you know Essay Dochalos Essay Sheish Bokaris? That we actually need a pasuk to tell you not to do it. So the Gemara says, well, don't try to learn from Tamid, Karban Tamid, which is Docha Shabbos, Karban Pesach, which is Docha Shabbos, or Bris Mila, which is Docha Shabbos. Don't learn from there, because all those are all special. Tamid is Yeshen Lefnei Adibur, Karban Pesach is Tarach Gavoa, and so is Tamid. Bris has 13 Brisos, so those are special, you can't learn from there. So rather, the Gemara tries to learn from Kibbut Avayim, because it says, Kabir Tevicha, what's the lashon? Ishimel v'rivtiro v'shapso se'tishmero. So you might, and there the Gemara says, Ani Hashem teaches you that if your father and your mother tell you to be Mechal Shabbos, you have to listen to Hashem and not be Mechal Shabbos. If not for that pasuk, I would have thought Kibbut Avayim is Dochalos Yishish Bekaris of Shabbos. That's how we want to learn that you might, that normally Essay Dochalos Yishish Bekaris. Gemara says, how can you learn from there? Who says that there was a Karis over there? Maybe the Shabbos Isser over there was Mechamer, which is only a lav. Okay, Gemara says back, if that's true, then why don't I learn from there? Essay is not Docha Los Essay, because you see, Kibbut Avayim is not Docha Mechamer. So to that, the Gemara answers, and here we have the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, what the Gemara is answering. But let's just take Rashi. According to Rashi, we say, you're right, it is talking about Los Essay Sheish Bokaris, and still I can't learn from there because it's a Hechsher Mitzvah, which means, according to Rashi, that by Kibbut Avayim, I must do the Mitzvah. So that's why Essay is Docha Los Essay Sheish Bokaris. But that would not teach me anything about Yibam, because Yibam, I don't have to do Yibam. I could do Chalitza. So therefore, I couldn't learn Yibam from there. Of course, Tosus says that no, it's talking about Mechamer, and Hechsher Mitzvah means what it means in the rest of Shas, which is that doing Mechamer is only a Hechsher Mitzvah to keep it out of aim. It's not the Mitzvah itself. So I'm not going to learn from there to say Essay is not Dochalos Essay in general. But it's still talking about Mechamer. Okay, whatever, two pshatim, we can just stick with the Rashi pshat. Okay, so it's a Hechsher Mitzvah, I have to do the Mitzvah, it's talking about Los Yishish Bakaris, but it's a Hechsher Mitzvah, it's different, so I can't learn Yibam from there. Okay, so then we try a different pasuk. It says, that's Shabsosis, Tishmar, Mikdashi, Tirel, same type of thing. You would have thought, Mikdash is Docha Shabbos, Kamash Melen Etzlat, and we have the same type of back and forth with the same type of Dichuyim. That is talking about Isser Shabbos, Isser Karis or not. Gemara ends up, we need both, And we need both the Kibbutz Abayim and we need the Shabbos. And Agav, before the Agav, we need both, and it's to teach you that you have to fear. What the Pasuk is teaching you is that you have to, when we say fear the Mikdash, it doesn't mean the Mikdash itself. It means fear Hashem, not the Mikdash. So the second Liman, the first Liman is to teach you one Tach Shemitzvah. This Liman by Mikdash is to teach you that you fear the Mi Shemazir Ala Shabbos and Mi Shemazir Ala Mikdash. You have to fear Hashem, not the Mikdash itself. And here's the Agav. Agav, what does it mean to fear the Mikdash? That is, don't come into the Beis HaMikdash with your money purse, with your cane, with your shoes, with dirt on your feet. Don't use it as a shortcut and don't spit in there even after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Okay, that's what we learn from there. All right, another attempt. We try to learn from Avara. It says, Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Mosh Vosechem B'yom HaShabbos. And we learn Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Mosh Vosechem. He says, talking about Beis Din, that they should not be Mevashel, the lead that they're going to melt to throw down the guy's throat to kill them. You can't do that on Shabbos. So forget the Havara part of it, because that's Machlokas from Nassan and Rabbi Yossi, about whether it's the Chalak or Lav. It doesn't matter. We're being Mevashel, which is definitely an Isser Kares, on Shabbos, and the Torah has to tell you don't do that on Shabbos. So obviously, you see, Esi Dochalosi Sheish Bokaris. Normally, that should be a riot. The Gemara says, no. It has nothing to do with Esi Dochalosi Sheish Bokaris. It has to do with a Kalvachomer. You might have made a Kalvachomer why you should be able to be Mechal Shabbos Litzorach based in to do their thing. And the Kalvachomer is if Avoda is Chamura and Docha Shabbos, and Ritzicha is Docha Avoda. So, if it can be Mechal Shabbos to do Avodas, certainly it could be Mechal Shabbos to do Ritzicha, that would be the Kal V'chomer. Okay, the Gemara goes back and forth with that, and how to read the Braisa, based on whether the Braisa that talks about this was because of Esi Dochalos Yishish Bakaris or because of the Kal V'chomer. But anyway, we have no Raya that Esi Dochalos Yishish Bakaris, because it could be the reason we needed a Pasuk there is because I would have made a Kal V'chomer. Okay, then the Gemara tries another approach. Perhaps we need Aleha, because I would have said that we should learn from Eshesach, because Eshesach is a Dever Shiyotzim in Aklal, and called Dever Shiyotzim in Aklal, Allah Lamin Atzmo Yata, Allah Lamin Alaklal Kulo Yata. Something comes out of a Klal, so then it's to teach on the whole Klal. Gemara says, what are you talking about? That's not what that means. That's when, if you have a Klal, and it's teaching you the same thing as everything else in the Klal, and it's taken out to be separate, when it's just teaching you the same thing, then it's teaching me something about the whole klal. But if it's yotze because it's teaching you something totally different than the klal, then that's a differently, but that's a davar shiyotze lidon b'davar achadash. There, we say, once something is different, it is not teaching you about the whole klal. In fact, it is totally now separate from the klal, and you can't even compare it back to any halachas in the klal without a ribui. Similar to, let's say, the Gemara's example is an Asher Metzorah. We need a special limud to tell you that you need by an Asher Metzorah Matan Damim Beimurim. Why would you think it's different than any other carbon? Because it has a special thing different. It was Yotzi to tell you need Matan Damim on his Bahonos. So therefore, it's totally different. So I'm not going to learn from Eshesach something that it should be a limud on the whole klal when it went out to tell me something different than the klal. Klal is also in here, it's Mutter. Okay, then we say, well, why don't we learn from a Mamatzinu? Say, just like I see from Eshesach, that's an erva that gets taken away for Yibum, do a Mamatzinu to the rest of the Arayas. So, problem with that is that why don't I learn from Achos Isha? In fact, Achos Isha is more domic. All the other Arayas are going to be Achos Isha plus Eshesach. Eshesach is just one. Achos Isha is two. To our ayahs, so I should learn from Achos Isha, where I know there's a special pasuk they don't do Yibum. Why don't I makish? I would be makish all the ayahs more likely to them. So I still don't have a reason for a pasuk. So the reason is because of an idea called Hol Vishtri Ishtri. That's what we're suggesting. Hol Vishtri Ishtri means since I see the Eshesach goes away, I'll say that the Achos Isha goes away. So now the Gemara takes a short break to tell you what in the world's Hol Vishtri Ishtri. Whoever heard of such a thing? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you where I heard it from. It's we see it by a Metzorah. A Metzorah who's a Tvul Yom from Kerry on Erev Pesach. He needs to bring his carbon Pesach. So we allow him to stick his thumbs, his Bahonos, into the Azara, even though he's a Tvul Yom. And even though we hold Bia B'mikta Shema Bia, and you're not allowed to do that, The reason is, no Mitzvah should have been able to stick his Bahonos in because he's Mechusar Kippurim. So if you hold Biyad Mikdash Mabiyah, you can't go into the Hazara at all. And since Ho Vehutu L'Tzaraso, since we normally allow it for a Mitzvah, so also we'll be Matrit L'Kiruyev, we'll be allow it for his carry. Gemara says, no, you can't learn from there, because Hol Vishter Ishtri requires that there was a time that it was Mutter, we muttered it, and then an Isha came along, and then we say Hol Vishter Ishtri. That would mean by the case of Yibim, it would have to be that the Eshesach became Mutter, meaning the brother died, there was a Heter Eshesach, then the live brother married the sister, and now Achos Isha comes, and then we could say Hol Vishter Ishtri. Because similar to the case of Mitzorah, it has to be that the guy became a Mitzorah the day of the Karban Pesach bringing, where in the morning he could have stuck his Bahonos in, and then he becomes a Balkari and went to the mikveh, and now he's a Tfilyom. You have to have a time where it was Mutter, and then an Isser came, then we would say a whole Vishtri Ishtri. The Gemara says, okay, so maybe you need a Leha if that happened. Okay, that's a possibility. Okay, so another possibility is that we need Aleha to teach us that we shouldn't learn Eshesach with a Hekesh to all Arayis. I know Eshesach has Heter Yibam. Maybe I'll say, since all Arayis are Hekesh to each other, so I would say that they all do Yibam. So therefore, Aleha tells me not. So the Gemara says, it can't be, because if that's the case, Aleha doesn't help you. All Aleha tells you is it tells you that Achos Isha specifically, which is where Aleha is, right? Achos Isha does not do Yibam. Okay, so I know Achaz Yisha does not do Yibim. I know Eshazach does do Yibim. Very good. So now what? So I'm hookish to both, because all Arayas are hookish to each other. So how would I know where to turn? So Gemara says, well, we're always makish l'chumra, and therefore, and plus, Achaz Yisha is two Yisurim. In other words, all Arayas are always going to be two Yisurim. And therefore, we would be makish l'chumra. So that would work out. In other words, you need Aleha to teach you Achaz Yisha does not do Yibim. And I would have thought it does, because Eshesach is hookish l'kol harayis. And how do I know which erva, which one to be makish to? It's because l'chumra makshinan. But the point is, I needed Aleha to teach me Achaz Yisha should not be learned from Eshesach. Okay, next, Rabbah says that maybe you need Aleha to tell you that the tzara is asura, but the erva itself is pashut. In other words, the erva itself, that I don't need a pasuk for, because Eina Se Dofalos to say Sheish Bakaris. And Aleha is just to tell you the Chiddush of the Tzara, that the Tzara is Pater from Yibum as well. And any brises that sound like otherwise are all talking about the Tzaras. Okay, well, the Gemara says that it doesn't like that, because if the erva doesn't need a pasuk, then the Tzara doesn't either, because the Tzara is considered an erva too. So if Enesidokhalis applies to the Erva, it should apply to the Tzara too, because we learn from Litzor that the Tzara is also considered an Erva. Okay, rather we say Aleha is actually a Kula. Aleha is telling you that only B'mako Mitzvah is the Tzara Asura, but Shalom B'mako Mitzvah, the Tzara is Muteris. So in passing, the Gemara had mentioned Rebbe's Limud, so now the Gemara digresses a little to discuss Rebbe's Limud, which comes from not Litzor, but rather Rebbe learns V'lakcha V'yibma, and that's how he learns Lasor Tzaros V'arayos. In other words, but Rebbe's real drasha is that V'lakcha teaches you that the Tzaros are Aser B'makom Mitzvah. He does not use Litzor for that. He uses V'lakcha to teach you, as long as you can take both. That's when you can do Yibim. If you can't take both, and they're both Aser. That's how he learns Tzaros from V'lakcha, and V'yibma teaches you that it's only b'mako mitzvah, but shalom b'mako mitzvah, the Torah is mutter. So Gemara asks, what does Rebbe do with litzror? He uses it for Reb Shimon, who says that whenever there's a case of achas u'kukaso, two sisters fall to each other, you don't even need chalitza, since they are tzoros to each other. And the Chachamim, what do they do with Rebbe's pasuk? They say v'lakcha v'yibma, is to say that the yavam can divorce and remarry the yavama, that's v'lakcha. And V'yibma is he can do Bia Bal Karcha. What does Rebbe do? So Rebbe uses Aleha to teach you that a Tzibur, that the Par Helam Davashil Tzibur, is only if the Tzibur did a Chiyuv Chatas. Okay, so I'm bringing the Shrosha. The Gemara brings the whole story there, that which is that for any Chiyuv Chatas, any chiyuv kares, any chiyuv karis, the individual brings a kispa o seira, a nasi brings a sair, and a kohen mashuach and beis din brings a par. By avodah zarah, all of the above bring a seira, except the tibra that brings a par leola and seir lechatas. Again, only when there is a chiyuv karis involved. And the Gemara brings drashas to prove this. Okay, the Chachamim learn it all from Torah Achas Yilachem, but Rebbe uses that drasha of Torah Achas Yilachem to tell you that there's no chilek in karban between a individual person that does avodah zarah b'shogeg versus a city, even though Erin Edachas is different in how they're punished, but in the karban is the same. Okay, we're going to end part one here, and we'll finish it up with part two.